Chapter 2, verse 4. You want to pray? I'll read from verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. We can never know how much it cost. I want us to pray. We've been taking purity, presence, and power. But I want you to hold the hands of a neighbor and say, today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we break the hold of sin. Whatsoever is that sin that is still making our brother, our sisters to be impure and not looking at this price that Christ has paid, and the devil is lying to them that they can never be free, tonight we want to command their freedom in the name of Jesus, that we say tonight, come into the liberty wherein Christ has set you free. He has paid the price on the cross of Calvary. There is no longer any price to be prayed for sin. Therefore, we come tonight to pray for all our brethren. Anyone that is struggling with one sin or the other, we say receive your deliverance under this atmosphere. No matter what the sin is, no matter what the addiction is, tonight we say, come into your freedom. Christ has set you free in the name of Jesus. Mansu prahata lika pasoto iyana mashanto lika riba sitaya imbreko sobra katorua bashatabania esumbru kalisa ruka tende. Anyone that has been held bound by captive by sin, today we command your freedom. We command your freedom. We command your freedom. We come by reason of the anointing tonight to break every yoke of sin, every yoke of sin, every yoke of sin that has been holding our brother, our sister bound. We shall be free tonight in the name of Jesus. No longer will you return to that bondage. No longer will you return to that bondage. Christ has set you free, and you are free indeed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Today we'll be looking at power. But before we go on, I would like us to go to James chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Pastor Raphael took it during the prayers. I want to take it again as a recap. Please, I will appreciate if you can help me with this screen. We are going to be looking at a lot of scriptures in a short while. James chapter 4, verse 8. I'll read from verse 7. It says, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Praise God. You know, last week, this is part 5 of Purity, Presence, and Power. Reverend John took purity for 2 weeks. Reverend Abbe, purity, presence for 2 weeks. And I think this scripture is a good scripture that summarizes, because you cannot carry the power of God without having the presence of God. And with an impure vessel, you will also be doing yourself a great disservice. It says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. It will take the power of the Holy Ghost to resist the devil. Or do you have the power in yourself to resist the devil? There must be something in you that you are carrying to resist the devil, for him to respond, to flee to you. But the criteria there is that you will submit to God. First, you submit to God. That is talking about the presence of God in your life. And it explains further, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. He says, cleanse yourself, you sinners. Purify yourself. So for God to draw near to you, you must be clean. You see that in Psalm 24 and Psalm 25, the same progression. If you read those, I call them twin chapters in the scripture. I'm not reading it. But you will see this progression every time, from time to time, different scriptures in the Bible, different portions of the Bible, you will see it. You will see that you cannot carry the power of God. You see what happens to the seven sons of Sceva, that thought they could abuse the power of God. They can be playing games with God and still display his power. No. You must be clean. He that has a clean hands, he said, he that does these things will not be moved. I'm paraphrasing Psalm 15. When your vessel is clean, your hands are clean, your hearts are pure. He said, nothing will be able to move you. Jesus said this, when this prince of this world came, he found nothing in me. That way you will be able to walk in the presence and the power of God. So you cannot detach purity from presence of God and from the power of God. Praise the Lord. Now, what is power? What is power? In our layman terms, power is the ability to direct or influence a course of action. But in scripture, we have power used in different ways. And we'll go to the Greek word. The three different Greek words used for power in scripture is dunamis, exousia, and kratos. Dunamis have to do with the miraculous power of God. That's the boisterous power, the inherent power that we believers carry. I will see an example of its usage in Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Just want to introduce that to us quickly. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. It says, and he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. That is the dunamis power of God. It is that power that does the miraculous, that is in charge of the miraculous. Then we have, although in scripture you will see all these dimensions of power also used interchangeably depending on the translation, but just for us to know the different categories. Then we have the exousia, which has to do with authority. Authority. You see that in Matthew, an example of that in Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18, where Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In King James, he says, all power has been given to me. So you see where it is used interchangeably. So it also talks about authority. Then kratos talks about strength. It talks about strength. It talks about vigor. When it talks about might. Example of that is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So every time you hear the power of God, all these three, they are all at work. Praise God. That's just the point. You don't need to separate them when you are reading the Bible. You know that you have access to these three. We'll be going further. Who can receive this power? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We'll be taking a lot of scriptures, and I'll be very fast because I want us to pray. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but you shall receive power when after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He said, you shall receive power. Jesus told his disciples, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So who are the people that receive this power? Everyone that is baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have that inherent power of God automatically. Just the way you receive the Holy Spirit as a gift without paying any price, without collecting any amulet. Eh? That is the way God has given you the power, his power at the same time. And that is why we call it the power of the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Who are these people? Those that believe and are baptized. So as long as you believe, you are born again and you are baptized, you carry the power of God. Tell your neighbor, you carry the power of God. We are not powerless Christians. Praise the Lord. Now, why do we need power? Why is it important that we walk in power? Praise God. We need power to prosecute everyday life. We need power. It's not when demons are chasing you alone that you need the power of God. You need power consistently on a daily basis. I like the way Papa always puts it. He says, we are creature of power. Papa would say, we are creature of power. We are creature of power by design. Because life is spiritual. Everything you see in the natural is controlled by the supernatural. It's controlled by the spiritual. So we need the power of God. You will see in that James chapter 4 verse 7. It says, resist the devil. To resist the devil, you need power. Praise God. Have you tried to resist the devil before and he's laughing at you? Have you tried to stop something in your own power, even maybe an habit, and you just find yourself falling and falling and falling because you lack power? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jude verse 3. We are looking at how we need the power of God on a daily basis. Jude verse 3. He talks about contend earnestly. He said we should contend earnestly for the faith. We need the power of God to contend earnestly for the faith. The labor said, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Verse 4. He said, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. You need the power of God to contend for the faith. That week. He said earnestly. And you see, he also said, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent, they take it by force. That is why in this kingdom, we need power. And the scripture says the kingdom is not a kingdom of talk, but of power in the Holy Ghost. So we need the power of God. And you will see in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, it talks about our adversary, the devil, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So our adversary, if you say, I will sit in my house, at least I don't disturb anybody. Nobody should disturb you, but you have your adversary, the devil. The devil, no human being, no. The devil will cook up something. Praise God. Let's read that 1 Peter 5. Okay, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Resisting, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. To resist, to stand fast in the faith against the adversary, you need the power of God. Now let's go to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. How have we received all things? By his divine power. You will see that everything rests on the power of God. You see, everything has been given to us by his divine power, all that pertains to life and godliness. So to access everything that is given to us, it is by this power. Praise God. Let's wrap it up here. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. From verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's go on. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Praise God. So this place, items that are listed now, it includes where you live. There are some things that you are just implicated because you got an apartment in that place. There are principalities. There are some places, we have powers. We have rulers of darkness of this age. There are powers controlling the states where you stay. Lagos, so Edo, you will see that there are some principalities, rulers of darkness that are in charge of territories. So just because you are a part of that territory, you become implicated. If you live in riverine areas, there are some powers that are there, that are controlling that territory. So you cannot afford to be void of the power of God. You know, those saying that once born again, God has settled everything. Yes, but he's the one that gave us this scripture, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your neighbor is not your problem. See, when we begin to move things, even in this, our beggar area, when the principalities in this place begin to recognize us in certain ways, you don't need your neighbor to come and fight you. They will come and visit you by themselves because they know that you are turning the tides in the territory. For those of us in prayer cells, you are praying, even for your family, you are praying against witches and wizards, against generational curses. You don't know that there are powers. There are hosts of wickedness that are in charge of those things. And you need power. You need power to be able to overcome. He said, be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. So we cannot afford to joke with this power that we carry. We must contend for it. We must ensure we keep it because we know its importance in our life. That is why we keep our vessels pure. So that when the enemy comes, he will not find anything of his in us. Praise God. You know, as I was studying, I remember this story. I know I've not shared this dimension of my story before. But as I grew in the Lord, I knew where I was wrong. Because when I was sick in school, I kept asking God questions. But God, I'm serving you. Why did this attack? Why did it come? Then over time, I realized I was walking in power, but my vessel was not pure. I was still toiling with little sins. You know, as the prayer secretary of a group in school, then we go to the mountain, we pray, we do deliverance, we cast out devils everywhere people fall, you know. And we were doing all that. Morning, very early in the morning we would go. Very late in the night we would go. We were there, we are here. All of a sudden, I started seeing things. I started wondering, okay. You know, we're still praying, then I realized that I was not okay. But what did God tell me? When I began to understand and began to do prayer of inquiry, that you had sin in your life. That's why I like quoting the scripture I quoted earlier. When the prince of this world came, he found something in you that was of his. That is why you don't joke with your purity. You don't joke with your consecration. Very, very important. Very, very important. You want want to be praying 10 hours, casting out devils, and praying for people doing things. Check your vessel. I hope you are pure. So that when the enemy comes, he will not find anything of his in you. You will be strong. You will be strong in the Lord. So it's very important that we are strong in the power of his might. So that everywhere we go, we carry this authority. They will know you step into your office. They will know that this person is different. You know, they will check. You think it's only your CV they check when you get a job. I remember where I worked some time ago. At a point, if you even get to my office, there is one, I don't know the English word, the English word, I will call it shigidi. It's shigidi. Something, you know, those artwork, they call it artwork, you know. But you will see an artwork where that is standing like this and carrying calabash. At the reception, as you're entering the show glass, before you meet the receptionist, I'm like, what? What? That's after I spent 4 years there. Already I knew that place was diabolic. I see people that even brought me in that were Christians. Tongue talking. When they come in, after 1 or 2 years, you can't even recognize them as believers. They have compromised in every way possible. Because they encourage them. What do they call this thing? They encourage you to pull people down so that you can climb up. So people were doing, and our MD loves it so. People were doing all kinds of things. And you will hear mothers. Most of my bosses were women. And most of them, is it that self is sleeping with their children? Is it just bring all kind of cases? Is it that their marriage is upside down? Is it that miscarriage? All kinds of things. One of my in-law that brought me in, when he got to managerial level, he said, I know I don't have anything to go back to, but I cannot continue yet. I need to keep my consecration. He resigned. Everybody said, what you will go to? Well, you are driving Pathfinder there, maybe 2010. He dropped the official car. He dropped everything that the kind things we are contending with here. So you don't go to such places without power. They are ready to shave your head. Praise the Lord. I want us to move now. So we have talked about why power. What are the hindrances to the flow of power? Before we go to hindrances, let's talk about the notable manifestations of the power of God. Notable manifestations of the power of God in the scripture. Number one, the Gospels. The Gospels. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The Gospels. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek. Praise God. Have you ever thought of the power of the gospel? The power of the gospel. The reason why me and you are here today is because of the gospel of Christ. The power it carries. The fact that it can draw. It draws your attention. It draws you. It saves you. The power of God. He said the gospel of Christ. So if you are here, you are ashamed of the gospel. You don't know the power behind the gospel. You don't know the power that have saved you. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God for salvation. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's why we always sow the seed in evangelism. We water the seed, but it is God that brings the increase. Have you ever seen somebody before? And you are wondering, you? How did you become born again? You know, some people, as if we are God, though.
You will see one bad person. You will say, lie, 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 lie. This Babalawo, he cannot be born again. But he's born again. That's the power of the gospel. Thank God you and I are not God. Once the power comes to convict you, it convicts and it saves to the uttermost. It leaves nothing behind. That's why you will see ardent criminals becoming born again because of the power of the gospel. That is a manifestation of the power of God. Another manifestation, notable manifestation of the power of God is the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. It is this power. He said, verse 19 says, exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. Because by this power was Christ raised from the dead. Do you know that nobody went to say like Lazarus, come out. Have you thought of it? Who went to bring Jesus from the grave? It was the power of God itself. The power of God. And they got there and the stone has been rolled away. The power of resurrection. So please, let's know this. The reason why I'm saying this is good that we can be reminded. I know we know the power of God. Oh. We can be reminded that this is the power that we carry. That power is inside you and I. The moment we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. And perhaps you are here, you are not yet baptized in the Holy Ghost. Please see us after the service. So that we can, as long as you are born again, who will minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit to you. This is the same power. Say, if that power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. So whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the doctors or the report of God? With that power that you carry on your inside, you can change any reports. Praise God. So we have the power of the resurrection of Jesus as a notable manifestation of the power of God. Praise God. Another notable manifestation of the power of God is the power of God to heal. The power of God to heal. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Said, now it happened on a certain day that as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Praise God. As Jesus was teaching, the power of God was present to heal. Without discrimination. This is the power that is at work in crusades. That's whether you give your life, it begins to work healing, wonders, so as to bring the people to God. Praise God. The power of God was present. That is why we don't limit the power of God to where you fall down. Praise God. You know, we have even discovered that some people will say, ah, I've never fallen down in a service before. Am I something wrong with me? Praise God. You know, some people are eager. And some people, they don't feel they are okay. If there is a prophetic service and they don't fall down, they will even think they are in sin. No. Praise God. Jesus was teaching and the power of God was healing. Praise God. You will see that in the house of Cornelius. So the Holy Ghost came upon them as Peter was ministering. And I pray tonight that the power of God we do wonders in our midst, even as we go on in this teaching in the name of Jesus. So let your hearts be open and say, Lord, let your power. I want us to bow down our head and say, Lord, let your power go to work in my life. I don't know what you have heard so far, but you want to talk about that matter to God, that you need this power to come upon and say, Lord, let your power heal me. Let your power heal me. Let your power strengthen me. Give me might. Give me might in that area. Give me strength. Strength to overcome. Strength to stand. Lord, I ask for your power today. Let your power deliver me from every form of oppression, from every form of intimidation. In the name of Jesus, I receive power tonight. I receive power, even power to witness. Power to witness your word to my colleagues, to my friends, to my family. I receive power. Let your power be activated in my life tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. You want to look at how to grow in power. We have heard that the power of God already resides in us. But how do we activate this power? Number one, faith. 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 Huh? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6. Then verse 30 to 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse... Is it 10? Sorry, 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It said, and without faith, it is impossible... And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 30. Said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stop the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fly the armies of the aliens. These were done, verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. This is a display of the power of God by faith. Praise God. So you cannot carry this power and be faithless. Jesus said in Matthew 17, verse 17, he said, O faithless generation. They could not cast out the devil. And Jesus said they were faithless. Because to activate this power in your life, you must be a man and woman of faith. One that will not take no as an answer. That we declare the word of God, if it will take years, until it come to pass. Praise God. He said we may receive their dead back to life. He said the walls of Jericho fell down. Why? By faith, they saw the display of the power of God because they believed the God that they serve. Praise God. Number two, the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. It said, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made out of the things which are visible. The very world that we are in, they were made from things that were not visible. He said the worlds were framed by the word of God. So if you want to carry power, if you want to walk in this power, you must know the word of God. Tell your neighbor, know the word of God. What is the word of God saying about that situation of yours? God will not yield to your cry. He will not yield to your tears. He will respond to his word. What are you using to frame your world? Are you using the word of God? Are you declaring? You will see the hand of God. You will see the power of God. And that's why we are taking time to read the scriptures to ourselves tonight. There are some scriptures, you know it, but you have not read it in years. He said the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. But it is what is inside. He said he will remind us. Is it not what you have learned? He will remind you of. Except when he comes in his sovereignty. And you cannot determine when that will be. Praise God. The word of God, we must be firmly rooted in his word in order to carry this power, to walk in this power. Praise God. Now we talked about faith, and Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Please, let's not joke with the word of God. Let's not joke with the word of God. Let's study it. You know, some people are saying, well, they don't know how to study the Bible. Read it. Let's even remove the study. Shall be reading it every day. Just, you understand though? He said, sanctify them by thy truth. Your word is true. Just let the, he said, the washing of the water by the word. You are struggling with addiction. You are struggling with bad habits. Read the word. You have internet now. What is that you have seen in your life? Power of sin. Google. Don't use your Google to go on your phone to only go on Instagram and TikTok. Google. How do I overcome sin? List all the scriptures. Take them as capsule. In the morning, read. In the night, read. In the afternoon, read. Just take one of the scriptures. You understand, though. You don't understand, though. Keep reading. You will wake up one day, and from your spirit, you will quote that scripture. And that day, the power of that sin breaks in your life. Praise the Lord. That is the power of the word. Please, let's engage the word of God actively, knowing that it carries power. Number three, consistent prayer life with fastings. Consistent prayer life with fastings. Consistent prayer life. Luke 18 verse 1 has said it all. It says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. But I want us to read the story in Matthew 17. Matthew 17. From verse 21. Okay, let's start from the beginning of that story so that we can get there. No, not verse 1. Let me get it. We are going to verse 22, but I want us to read the story. Okay, from verse 14. It says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? how long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to him. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciple came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. There we will see Jesus talking about faith, if you have faith. But he's also letting them know that there are some dimensions you cannot walk in if you don't have an active prayer life. Praise God. Demons have jumped on people. Other people's problem have been people that are trying to cast demons out. The demons have now become a part of some people because they did not have what it takes to cast out that devil. Say, okay, since you want to remove me from here, I'll kukuma come to your domain. Praise God. Because what? You did not have what it takes. There are some prayers you will need to do. You know, I like, you know, this one now Papa's domain. You will mount up. You will mount up. You will go high in the spirit. Why? Not because that is what brings the power. It's because you need to subdue. Why do we fast? To subdue the flesh. Sometimes what you are even subduing is fear. You know, sometimes you want to cast out devil. You already concluded that this devil I'm casting out is not coming out. Because you are already afraid of the devil than the God you carry. But when you live you have a consistent prayer and fasting life. You pray consistently, not when occasion demands. Some people pray when occasion demands. Aside that, it's just mumble prayer. But when there is an issue, fire on the mountain, no. Let it be a lifestyle. Because you don't know the day demand will be laid upon it. You don't know. Pray in tongues. Because of your, we will still get there. Let me not go ahead of myself. Because the other two remaining are just like it. You need to, there are some prayers, a life of prayer you will have that will give you some level of access. Praise God. You know, we have ranks in the spirit. You have ranks. The reason why we go for corporate prayer sometimes, you say, oh, let other pastors pray for this person, is because that matter needs corporate anointing. But there are some you will just say, you like say this one passed my level, you take him. But the truth is, you can grow into that level. Praise God. You can grow by that consistent life of prayer and fasting. Praise God. The next one is relationship with God. You know, relationship with God still also have to do with prayer. Mark chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. Mark chapter 3. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Verse 14. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. Verse 15. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. If you look at that verse 14, it says that they might be with him and that he might send them. So there are some people he might send to preach, so some people to heal. He will decide what to send them to do. But the very important thing to God is that you might be with him. He wants you to be with him. To be with him first. So you must cultivate. That's why we took presence. An habit of being with the Lord. Don't only pray when you know you will lead prayers. Don't only stay in the prayer, in the prayers of God because you want to go and preach. Praise God. He wants you to be with him. Let it be a lifestyle that you spend time in his presence. You just worship him. You sit with the word because he desires. He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to him. Cultivate the presence of God. And at will, he will make his power available. That one is a giving. But what is important to God first is that you have a relationship, a working relationship, so that you will not be like those that at the end, Jesus will say, depart from me. So we did signs, we did wonders, we did this in your name. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Because he does not know you. Yes, you gave your life to Christ, but you abandoned him. Only come when you need help. And you think you will carry his power. You will have a dimension of his power because he is there. But you will not grow. He wants you. There is so much to access in God. And he has given us that gift of access. But the question is, are you spending time in his presence? You know, there is no way we can detach these three. You want to grow in the power of God. You want the power of God to always be activated in your life. You know, you want to get to the office and God opens your eyes to see. You know, it's something to see something. You discernment of spirit. You're able to see that there's something wrong in this office. There's something wrong. It's another thing for you to have the power to undo it. Or you go wrong like everybody they run. You find you go down reach your house. Before you remember, say you be Christian. Praise God. But you will be conscious when you have a working relationship with the Father, with the Holy Ghost, you continuously fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You will be conscious of the power that you carry. You will not be carried away by the gifts. Because it's one thing to have the gifts. It's one thing to have the necessary power to address matters. Praise God. Have you not had dreams before? You have dreams that this thing will happen today. And God reveals to redeem. But when you pray, nothing happens. That thing still happens. Why? No power. They say if you see an unfinished, who was saying it? Was it on Monday or during the women conference? If you have an unfinished business in the dream, when you wake up, finish it up by the power of the Holy Ghost. And reject whatever it is they are giving you to eat. Those people that chase you in the dream, you will ask them to come back. You will ask them to come back. You will now beat them very well. Praise God. Yes. When you have a working relationship with God, there are things your life will command. And there are some people that small flies, petty demons, are even just perching on them anyhow. Why? No relationship. You are 10 years in the Lord. They are still pressing you in your sleep. Why? Praise God. Why is this still possible for demons to press you in your sleep? After 10 years, after 15 years, after 20 years. Why is it still possible for them to give you food anyhow? And you will chop, you will be belly full. God. Because God does not have a hold on you. It's funny, but if you hear some people's experiences, the first question I will ask is, when did you give your life to Christ, brother? I will understand if you gave your life to Christ in January, even in 2023. But I cannot understand if you gave your life to Christ in year 2000. Why do we lack power? No relationship. Praise God. Then the last one in that list is waiting on him, waiting on God. I know these last three are alike. Consistent prayer life, relationship with God, waiting on God. I know Giabe also listed it among talking about hosting God's presence. But you must also learn to wait on God to carry some dimensions of his power. Praise God. Waiting on the promises of God. Acts chapter 4. Let's use the early apostles as our example. It's still the same principle today. Acts chapter 1. I'll read from verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 13 and 14. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. He listed the disciples. Verse 14. This all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, waiting on the Lord. You must know that there are times you will need to tarry. You know, God will show you things. I'm trying to remember this Papa story now where he talked to us about when Joshua was born, that God told him to keep praying on that matter concerning his family. But when a child is born, he should know that the victory has come. And that's when he gave him the instruction of what to do after a number of years. He didn't even know it to be his own son. But he said that would be a sign. You know that when Israelites were in the land of bondage in Egypt, what did God told the fathers? He said that the cup of the Canaanites was not yet full. You know, God has a justice system. Many times we wonder why he asks us to wait. Trust him. He knows what he is doing. He said we should tarry. He asked, there was a day appointed. He said when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were in one accord in one place. In that verse 13, he told us they went to the upper room. So there is a posture. Do you see, that's why he said we should not compare ourselves with ourselves. Forget the pace of other people. You stay where he has asked you to stay. And you will see the display of his power at the appointed time. There are things that, yes, they are the snap of the fingers. But there are some legislative matters. Especially the one I'm most familiar with is the family priesthood. There will be an appointment. There is something God is waiting for. And once that thing clicks, you have conquered. But if only, imagine these people. If they are scattered before that day, who will the Holy Ghost rest upon? Will we still be waiting for the promise of the Father today? How many times have you aborted your waiting season? He said, wait, I will do it. But you ran like a tornado. Even ministry. He said he has given you power to heal the sick. He has said, you will even be showing you visions. But have you asked him, is it now? Because you saw visions of yourself casting out demons, healing the sick in secondary school, you now dropped out of school. To be an evangelist. Why would you abandon? You know, God's way, God has shown you in the spirit. I'm just using that as an example, but it displays in several ways. You are waiting on God for something, even marriage. Even marriage. God told you in January, you marry this year. August, brother has not come. You now want to go and be positioning yourself. By force, by fire, by thunder, this word must come to pass. No. December 31st, he can still do it. You, the question is, are you where God has asked you to stay? Are you waiting? Are you waiting? Or you are beginning to dress in funny ways to attract the brother that will not come? Because the moment he sees you in a vision, and the clothes you are wearing is no more the clothes you are wearing, hey, he go run to God and say, hey, this is not the woman you told me. And he will run for his life. You don't, it sounds funny. But God is a God of order. There are so many ways we abort the process. So many ways. God says, I will give you a car. But instead of wait, he is the one that used the word, give you a car. But you now saw opportunity of a loan. He wants to give you that car by his power. Miraculously. By his miraculous power. But you went and got a loan of 10 million. And you have been paying it. When you cry to God, he will say, sorry, you. God, I don't know which God shall. He will still tell you that you will pay. He said you will pay. It's me. God tell you will pay in Jesus' name. Because you aborted your waiting period. You lacked faith. Praise God. So we must learn. I don't know what God has told you. I don't know what God has told you. But before we go to the next one, I want to bow down our heads. You want to go on this waiting matter. You want to bow down our heads and talk to God. Many times we run ahead of God and we don't see his power. We don't see the display, the manifestation of his power in our life just because we could not tarry. You want to receive grace tonight. He said he gives power. Isaiah 40 says he gives power to the weak. And he increases strength. I want to read that place as we pray on this matter. Because we want to receive grace to wait upon the Lord. That the Lord will grant us grace. In the times where it looks as if we are powerless. Where it looks as if God is not working. It's because we are not waiting. He says he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. You want to ask the Lord to give you strength. Strength to wait upon you. So that you will see the manifestation of his power in your life. In the name of Jesus. Likaposa rika subratia. Esala poshanta rakapa subrakatabaye. Elin sorupa sekete. What is that matter? Is it over your child? Is it over your husband? Is it over your wife? And you are saying how long? Is it over your job? Is it over your business? And God is saying wait. I have stopped in cooking for you. You want to say, Lord, grant me grace. Grant me grace to wait on you. To wait on you. To wait on you. To wait on you. I receive strength tonight. I receive strength tonight. I receive strength in your presence tonight. To wait on you. Till your word comes to pass. In the name of Jesus. That I will not put my hand and abort the process. In the name of Jesus. I will not try to accomplish in the flesh. That which you have shown me in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Even over that ministry you have committed into my hand. I will wait for the day of manifestation. In the name of Jesus. In Saruka Panta Likaru Sekete. In Yatanda Bolo Shantara Kabosika Tabaya. Jesus. We receive grace. We receive grace to wait. We receive grace. We receive grace to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We want to look at hindrances to the flow of power. I know we have mentioned some of them in passing, but I'll just dwell on two. We have even prayed on one of it because of the song we sang in the beginning. Number one is sin. Sin. Sin is an hindrance to the flow of the power of God in our lives. Sin. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 25. Missed my reference where he said give no place to the devil. Four. I like that husband and wife part. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 25, he says, therefore putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ in God forgave you. He said, sin is an hindrance to the flow of power. And I will zero in on verse 27 and verse 30. He says, do not give place to the devil. You know what you are doing when you give place to the devil? You are handing over the authority that God has given to you. You are saying, take. The same thing Eve and Adam did in the Garden of Eden, when they do not know that by that instruction that God has given to them is for their preservation. But they fell short of the glory of God by giving place to the devil. So every time you walk in all these things that are listed here, you are giving place to the devil. And when you have handed over your authority, your power to him, you cannot exert authority over him. But to whom, because to whom you yield yourself as servants to obey, that's the person under whose authority you will come. So you cannot walk in the power of God when you are so, you are carnally minded, when you are, your flesh is so strong. Yes, you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You carry the power of God, but it will not be effective when you keep giving place to the devil. We can't afford to keep walking in the flesh. I want to carry power. Is not speaking in tongues, so I hope we know. It's not how sweet my tongue. How sweet my tongue is that determines the power. I remember what Reverend said. People will be seeking it out. It will be like angels are singing. No, that is not what makes you carry power. You will see people that are so graced, so anointed, but their flesh is also so strong. I think the way my husband described it is that you will see that they will be so light. They will lead prayer. Even you that you are under their ministration, you can't feel the presence of God. Why? They are living in sin. You can't toy with sin and want to carry the power of God. If you see that verse 30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. We call it what? The power of the Holy Ghost. So when he takes a back seat in your life, who will activate that power? When he is grieved, So we must be jealous about the presence of God in our lives, about our fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and run from anything that will grieve Him. We should run for anything that will grieve Him, anything that will make God unhappy with us, whether man is seeing us or not. We should guide it jealously. Sin is an entrance to the flow of power. Praise God. The second one is fear. Fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Entrance to the flow of power. Yes, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. Verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. The reason why a lot of Christians are not walking in power today is because of fear. It's because of fear. You are afraid. See that preceding scripture. Please, let's go there again. Because I want to address some of us that have the call of God upon our lives. No, the previous verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you the spirit of fear. He knew that Timothy has the tendency to be afraid. He's aware that the gift of God is on his inside. At this point, we are going to pray because we want to address this matter praying. If you want to stand, you can stand. There are people that have the gift of God on their inside, but they are afraid, and the power of God is not coming to display. I want to tell you tonight that you have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You want to begin to talk to God tonight. What is it God has told you about your life, about your destiny? There are even people, their matter is, they have passed their waiting period. They have passed their waiting period. It's time to begin to do what God has told you to do, so that the power of God will be manifested in your life, because the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. When will you begin to carry this power? When will you begin to put this gift on display? You want to talk to God tonight and say, Lord, I walk in power from today. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of fear. No longer will fear hold me bound. In the name of Jesus, La Sumbra Carissa Rukatelia, Eyata Mashantora Basika Tabalia, in Masumbra Colissa Yikatua. Lord Jesus, we cast out every spirit of fear. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise God. We are still going to pray that prayer. I also want to say something. Because by the time I got to this point, this was supposed to be like my second or third point. But I brought it to the last, because I know the Spirit of God is resting on it. There are people that are afraid. You are afraid to launch out. You are afraid to do the things God has put in your heart to do. Sometimes it could be because of past experiences. And you are now allowing the power of God to be manifested in your life. Fear has held you down. Fear has gripped you. It can be fear of the past. It can be fear of the unknown. You don't know. You have said that we need power for every aspect of our lives. Some people don't even pray for wealth. Some people don't pray for money. Why? They are just afraid. You are even afraid that if you ask for money now, you will fumble. Because you have fumbled before. And you don't want to fall. Therefore, you prefer to stay in penury. When God has said, I have given you the power to get wealth. Is that not for you? Some people are afraid to get married. You saw a question during the women's conference. I want you to be praying about your own matter. Because after now we have a call for those that are held bound in fear, whatsoever the fear is, because it's not allowing the power of God to flow freely in your life. It is not allowing you to come into the fullness of your ordination. You know, there are some people, you are just afraid of marriage. No marriage has worked in your family. And you are afraid if you get married, you will not be able to hold a marriage. You can be a man, you can be a woman. And you are afraid. You are held bound by the grip of fear. You are thinking, if I marry, I will not stay in my husband's house. If I marry, and because of that, it has casted a shadow on you. And nobody is able to see you. Nobody is able to assess your heart because you have shut yourself out. I want you to talk to God and begin to address that fear. Some people are just afraid to get pregnant. They fear, how do I survive? How do I survive if I get pregnant with this, my small body? No! There are people ahead of you that have carried pregnancy and they are very tiny and they pull through. Some people are just afraid. How will I survive? I will not be able to push. If those ahead of you have pushed, you will push. You will be like the Hebrew women. You have the Holy Ghost on your inside. You want to begin to address those fears. You want to begin to address those fears. Some people are afraid of going into a relationship. Why? They feel they will get pregnant before marriage. They feel they will not be able to hold themselves. Meanwhile, God has given you power. He has given you power. There are structures He has put in place to hold you together. If only you will submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. He has not given you the spirit of fear. Some people are afraid of their health. I was in that category for years. Because of a sickness, I could not launch out. I could not do the things God has put in my heart. I could not even pray for hours because I'm afraid I will break down. Until God broke that hold of fear. That you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You want to begin to launch out. I say no longer. No longer will I give in to fear. It is of the devil. Fear has torment. Fear has to do with punishment. Perfect love casts out fear. You want to come in the power of the Holy Ghost tonight and say, I break free. I break free. And if you want the leaders to pray for you, you can come outside. If you know that this matter of fear, it has become a bondage, you can come out so that the leaders can pray for you, that the pastors can pray for you tonight. That fear will not hold anyone down. Fear will not hold anyone down in this house. We will come into the fullness of our ordination and we'll begin to walk in power. In the name of Jesus. La sombra carissa liata. Iyanda boshantara kabosika tabalia. Erosa yenda kabade. Asikara boshantara bababa. Esumbra kabosika tanya. Elo sombra kata. Whatsoever. Whatsoever is that fear. Whatsoever is that fear, the Lord wants to address it forever. In the name of Jesus, asakondalia, irusa yikapusate, edengo sarabo shatabalia, alekuma seyende kosote, irakuba satabaya. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight. We come tonight to cast out every spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus. Where is the spirit of power? Where is the spirit of love? Where is the spirit of sound mind? In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever represents fear in your life, tonight lose this grip by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, and to Camilla Sute, Ila Suko Prashantara Kabadaya, Ibra Korusa Kataraba Shata. In the name of Jesus,
Lord, I am a
child.
Let's pray to God, let's stretch forth our hands and pray for this one and say, Lord, deliver them from the grip of fear. They come into freedom in the name of Jesus. Rakupa sikorusa likato, irome sina koruma shanta, eya kovale sorusa lekete, imasa nikabosh. are even doing that business. But you're afraid you will never make it. He says, be a diligent man. He will not stand before men. He will stand before kings. All the Lord requires of you is your diligence. Regardless of that business you are doing, he will breathe on it. He will breathe on it. Be free from fear. Be free from fear. Be free from fear. In the name of Jesus. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. The power to do his will. The power to do his bidding. In the name of Jesus. I speak to that voice. That voice that is telling you you will not make it. That voice that is telling you you're a bad man. That voice that is telling you you're a bad woman. We shut it down tonight. We shut it down tonight. We shut it down tonight. Begin to hear the voice of God. Please, pastors, help me lay hands on them. Please help us. Open your hearts tonight. Open your hearts tonight. Open your hearts tonight. And begin to confess. Begin to decree and to declare that I am free. I am free. I am free from every fear. Some of you, even the fear of death. It's the fear of death. You are afraid to travel. You are afraid to go out. You just feel you might die. You might die any day. That is not your portion. He has taken the sting of death away. In the name of Jesus, receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the power to live. So live or not die. For live to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lasum rakaran santiali. Eros sanamokotora diakabate. Ayemila kuapasikatalia. Irusha tendu kapasitalaya. Ere ba. Receive the power to live. In the name of Jesus. But today you are free from that fear. You are free from that fear. You begin to launch out. So do every project that God puts in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Receive Christ tonight. Receive Christ tonight. Receive Christ tonight. No more fear. No more fear. We banish fear from your life. It loses its grip tonight. In the name of Jesus. In faith, by the power of the Holy Ghost, embrace the word of God and begin to declare it over your life until it comes to pass. In the name of Jesus. Some weeks ago, during our Wednesday corporate prayer, we want to take two prayer burdens before I step down. Because the power of God is present here today. Reverend John raised a prayer based on a revelation he had. And we began to come against the spirit of death. And after then, we have had people, several people, talking they have accident. But thank God. God has preserved lives, our lives. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. Even emergencies, different emergencies here and there. Tonight, we want to shut down that gate completely over our lives, over our clan, over our families, everyone connected to us. We shut down. We shut down the gates of death. In the name of Jesus, it will not enter our camp. In Sakupra Sikatanya, Elisa Rosa Yero Kopande, Irukashanta, and Sobrokopopo Sumbra Kataba, because death has been swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus, Irosa Yenu Kapandia, Ila Sumbra Korusa Kitabade, Iroshatumba Katandia, Urasa. There shall be no death in our camp. In the name of Jesus. Asumbro kurale. Irose kurapanda. Iroshata badabadaba. We shut it down. We shut that spirit. That spirit I've been hovering. That I've been hovering. We dispel you. In the name of Jesus. Out of our camp. Out of our camp. Out of our families. In the name of Jesus. Eka sokulaya. Erosa mikotwa. Iro baboko sikete. Iro shatandamara. Death has been swallowed up in victory. There shall be no death. 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 We seek life. We seek life. Perhaps you have anyone sick in your family. You want to seek life. You want to seek life. We want to seek life over our children. We seek life over our teenagers. We seek life over mothers. We seek life over pregnant women. We seek life. We speak life. We speak life. In the name of Jesus. There shall be no death. No death in our camp. Even in this year. Even in this month. In the name of Jesus. In Sakomate. In Lakorua Sikatabaya. In Raposhantarabaya. We push back the hearts of hell. In the name of Jesus. Kato Kapendo. Eliakura Siakato.
Against death.